This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The stage is set for the fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory. 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, will go to polls. The Election Commission has said that a total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting for the single-phase assembly poll in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and 28 legislative assembly seats of Odisha will also happen in this phase. Over 19 lakh polling officials will be deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. The Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana was increased by the Commission to increase voter participation. As per an India Meteorological Department forecast, the parliamentary constituencies going for polls in this phase are likely to experience normal to below normal temperatures and there will be no heat wave-like condition in these areas. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the budget for the ST community has been increased many-fold than the previous Congress government. Addressing a rally in Hooghly, West Bengal, he said the students from the ST community are also being provided with scholarships. Mr. Modi said, Bengal is a land of Ishwar Chandra Vidya Sagar, but today under the rule of Trinamool Congress, the education system has broken down in the state. He said that the teachers' recruitment scam in the state has maligned the reputation of West Bengal. Mr. Modi will address another public meeting in Howrah. Earlier, he also held two public meetings at Jagat Dal of Barakpur Lok Sabha constituency and Chinchura of Hooghly Lok Sabha constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, the Samajwadi Party has released another list of party candidates for the seventh and last phase of general elections. The party has fielded Ramesh Bind from Mirzapur. Earlier, the SP had given a ticket to Rajendra Bind from Mirzapur seat, but when BJP MP from Bhadohi, Ramesh Bind joined Samajwadi Party, Akhilesh gave the ticket to him. Now Ramesh Bind will face NDA's ally Anupriya Patel of Apna Dal. Apart from this, SP has given a ticket to Chote Lal Kharwar from Robertsganj seat of Sonbhadra district. Both seats have been given to Apna Dal by the BJP under the alliance and election will be held there on 1st June. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out on May 9th at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kg to 13.7 kg and reduce the production time by 60%. The Israeli forces have issued fresh evacuation orders in Rafah as they prepare to expand their attacks on the southern Gaza city. The move has sparked a backlash from international groups. The Israeli military ordered people in central Rafah and other areas to evacuate on Saturday. Heavy rain brought floods and landslides to Indonesia's province of West Sumatra, killing at least 28, with 4 still missing. The National Disaster Management Agency said in a statement that the flooding since Saturday night had brought mud to the Thana Datar Regency, affecting 5 sub-districts. In Afghanistan, nearly 315 people were killed and more than 1,600 others injured in devastating flash floods that ripped through multiple provinces in the country on Friday, with authorities declaring a state of emergency. The India Meteorological Department says isolated heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka over the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.